But first this hour, Governor Doug Ducey has made early use of his veto pen. On Friday, he vetoed a bill that would have conformed Arizona's tax code with the federal one, calling it irresponsible. That came a day after he signed the state's drought contingency plan. So what's next for both of those issues? With me for our weekly look at the coming days at the state capitol is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Hey, Ben.
Good morning.
So let's start with tax conformity. And can you sort of remind us what the governor's objection was and what the legislature had basically said it wanted to do?
Well, what Republicans at the legislature want to do is find a way to offset what some are calling a windfall the state is expecting from traditionally conforming to the federal tax code. This is something the legislature does every year. It changes the state tax code to match up with any changes in federal law. And changes that were signed by President Trump back in 2017 eliminate some deductions that if Arizona were to conform to that, eliminating those deductions, Republican lawmakers fear, would increase income taxes on Arizona residents. So Republicans led by Representative Ben Thoma and Senator J.D. Mesnard tried to offset that by reducing income tax rates to save about $150 million in tax collections. And that's the bill that, again, all but one Republican in the legislature voted for, yet the Republican governor, Doug Ducey, vetoed that on Friday.
So given the fact that Republicans, most of the Republicans in the legislature support this idea, Democrats do not, has there been any talk of trying to override the veto? It seems like there wouldn't be much, opportunity for success there. I mean, are they going to take another run at this? Like, what's next?
That's what's unclear. We're at this awkward standoff between a Republican-controlled legislature and a Republican governor who wants to conform in that traditional way, wants to adopt the same changes in federal tax code, that would be the elimination of those deductions, and wants to take whatever windfall there is, and it should be noted that we're unclear about how much extra the state would collect in income tax revenue for this current tax collection season. He wants to take that revenue and put it towards the rainy day fund. But to do that, you still have to pass a bill to conform in some way, because where we're at right now is a law was passed a year ago in 2018 to conform for the 2017 tax year. People are now filing their 2018 taxes, and there's really this uncertainty because it's a standoff right now. Republicans have promised not to hear any bills that would accomplish what the governor wants to, and yet the governor has also said, if you send me anything that isn't what I want, I'm going to veto it.
Do we know what happened? Like, as you said, you know, the state is conformed to the old tax code. Do we know, like, what's going on for taxpayers?
It's really unclear, and I haven't heard a great explanation of what happens if nothing happens. You know, if the governor continues to veto plans that the Republican legislature sends to him, and if Republicans refuse to bow to his wishes, it really is uncertain. And at least for right now, Ducey and the Department of Revenue are operating as if his plan is going to happen. The tax documents that are being sent to Arizonans assume that there is a conformity bill that administers what Ducey wants to happen. But again, that's not the law right now. That's not anything that's actually been passed at the legislature and signed by the governor. So it's really unclear what's going to happen here. And, Democrats are saying they're on Ducey's side, but this is really between the Republicans down here at the Capitol.
I want to ask you one quick question about the drought contingency plan. We talked about that quite a bit in the last hour. Does it seem as though members of the legislature or members of the governor's staff, were they caught off guard at all by what Brenda Berman, the commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation, had to say on Friday, where she basically said, close is not done?
It seemed to me that it just kind of took the wind out of everybody's sails. A day after there was this triumphant bill signing ceremony, we've approved the DCP. However, there were caveats, and the governor even said at the time that this is just a first step. There are other steps we have to take to finish this deal. And it seemed like this was a friendly reminder from the federal government that your work is not done. And we were really hoping all of this would get wrapped up by January 31st. You got close. Here's another month or so to actually get this done. So maybe not unexpected, but certainly a little bit trying to kind of be put down a day after this big win at the legislature.
Sure. So let's end with a bill that's going to be heard in a Senate committee this week. It has to do with kids care, which is Arizona's version of the Children's Health Insurance Program. And this bill would essentially keep the program going, even though the federal government wouldn't be paying for the whole thing. Is that right?
Yeah, so when kids care was restored in 2017, a part of the agreement to get that bill across the finish line, to get the approval of some Republican lawmakers, was sort of a safeguard, is what they put it back then, that if the federal government doesn't pick up the entire tab of the program, Arizona is going to freeze the program, because those Republican lawmakers were worried that it would cost the state too much money to administer it. So in September, federal support for the program is dropping to about 90% of the cost. And what Ducey has proposed in his budget, and now what Republican Senator Heather Carter is proposing in her bill, is to repeal that safeguard, which would basically mean that Arizona could continue to administer CHIP. It would just mean kicking in extra money to keep the program running. And that would ensure that no one would get kicked off the program and that more people could sign up for it. Because by freezing it, what happens is nobody could re-enroll and no one new could enroll into the program.
All right. That's Ben Giles. He covers the state Senate for the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, thank you.
Thanks.